Hello, and welcome to show number 2509 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
My philosophy is that not only does it have to meet expectations, but it's got to exceed my expectations. You know, coming down a hill, did the cane bend? Are the joints solid? Or if anything goes wrong on my end, I've got to work on it.
And today we'll be learning more about how today's guest designs canes to be used by the visually impaired.
We recently took a vacation in Arizona, which took an unexpected turn when Pete's all-terrain hiking cane desperately needed a repair. Fortunately, Sedona Dave, designer of the cane, lived just a few minutes from our hotel. So we went to see him, and he invited us into his cane lab. He not only repaired the cane, but also described the various canes and upgrades that have happened since we got that one. But let's start with our tip of the week. This week's tip comes indirectly from Sedona Dave. While we were talking to him, he fixed the cane. We wanted to go on a hike, and he told us which of the numerous trails in Sedona he recommended.
And he recommended some fun trails. We really had a good time hiking up through the red rocks of Sedona. And even though I couldn't see them, Nancy could, and it was a really nice hike.
We kept having to stop so I could gawk at the scenery. If you've never been there, Sedona is awesome.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the Blind Institute of Technology, a global nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing accessibility and inclusion. BIT offers training programs and connects skilled professionals with disabilities to career opportunities. More information is at blindit.org.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Sedona Dave. As we mentioned, we went to see him in his cane lab, and we basically recorded the interaction, and what you'll be hearing for the rest of the show is excerpts from that interaction. And so the discussion did not go in the normal sequence in which we do a more or less formal interview.
So can we tack on a couple of questions?
Please, please. Yeah. Let's
chat. So we're going to pretend this happened at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Can you introduce yourself?
Hey, everyone. Hey, Peter and Nancy, great to have you here. Sedona Dave, you're in the cane lab. I'm really excited that you're able to come on over to Sedona, meet me up here at the house, the garage, the cane lab. And yeah, it's my absolute pleasure to hook you up with whatever you need to keep on going with your trip.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the various specialty white canes made by A Werewolf Gear and the improvements that have been made to the designs since the last time we spoke with Sedona Dave about a year and a half ago.
But first, let's talk a little bit about the canes that Dave has been designing. I have, in general, been using a regular hiking stick that you would get from any sporting goods store for years and years until we found out about Sedona Dave's special hiking canes for visually impaired people. And basically, they're very strong hiking sticks like you'd get at a sports goods store, but they're designed to look like canes that a blind person would use. And I've found these to be very helpful on the hikes. We'll be discussing that more as we talk with Dave. But basically, people recognize me as being blind on the trails. They get out of our way, and people are a lot more pleasant. But let's talk to Dave as he invites us into his Kane Lab, which is actually in his garage, and let's meet him in person.
So welcome to the Kane Lab. I know it looks like a garage, but this is really the Kane Lab.
The Kane Lab.
The Kane Lab, right. And this is the corner of the garage I occupied as the lab itself.
Come on into the Kane Lab.
And once we were in the Kane Lab, Dave proceeded to debug the problem and repair my cane. Let's hear how that went.
So welcome to Kelowna. Yeah, so it sounds like you've got your ball tip fell off.
I did. It was I've been using this cane ever since I got it. And that's the first time I've seen it happen. I don't even know how to take it off if I wanted to.
Okay, that's why you're in good hands.
Question is, fall off. It broke.
Yeah, right over here. So what happened was the ball actually, inside the ball, there's a ball bearing, a sealed stainless bearing.
Okay.
And the bearing actually came off of this stem. Right at the very end, the factory melts this end over the ball bearing to keep everything in place.
Okay.
After repeated use, though, that it's just a small piece of plastic that ends up failing.
Oh, right? Okay.
So we'll definitely replace that for you. Right now we've got a couple of choices of colors. We've got sort of a sherbet pink purple. We've got a yellow. Or I could get another red. Any preference of color?
Yeah, I think yellow.
Yellow? Okay, I don't have any more red right now.
Okay.
If you want red, I could pirate one off of a new one.
I think yellow is just fine.
Okay. Yeah, yellow.
It's got some personality.
It does. It really, really does. So let's get this going.
Oh, I put his all-terrain cane on your workbench.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, yes, yes.
Yellow will catch people's attention.
It does. And it looks great. So what I recommend...
Well, pink would look like a mistake against the red.
Mm. It was just so funny that, I've been using this for years since we talked to you. Mm. And here we come to Sedona, and all of a sudden fell apart.
What a perfect time for it to fall apart,
right,
too.
Yeah. And we thought, well, how can we contact Dave?
Whatever it takes, get a hold of this guy.
Right. Well, we were getting ourselves ready to, we're actually heading down to Jerome if we ever get there
Jerome
for the day.
Cool.
And we went to put some stuff in the trunk, and I looked in, and the werewolf cane was in there, but the ball tip was not.
What?
Okay. And Pete flipped out. I said, Pete, where are we? It couldn't be better than this. Mm. He's like, we're in Sedona. I'm like, right.
Wasn't
Sedona
gonna be a good
day.
Hiking trip without my cane.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Is this two?
Yes, it is, actually. There you go. Thank you so much.
Sure. Oh, it even says a werewolf here.
Of course. But of course.
Then Dave started showing us his latest cane options. It turns out there's now more than one.
So what we have here...
He's got a completely different kind of tip.
Right. So this is the Urban Explorer. This is the city version of the all-terrain cane. It's absolutely... It'll get you Okay, this is a medium size. So it's made of aluminum, not titanium.
Okay.
And it folds up into five sections. So it's a five-section folding cane. It's actually lighter than the all-terrain cane, folds up smaller.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's just as strong and supportive.
Also, it's a whole different cane.
It is. It is. Yeah, the ATC is a three-section titanium. This is a five-section aluminum.
Oh, I
and
think
yet,
this would be pretty
it's
good.
It's super, super strong and just as supportive.
Yeah, this feels as strong as any of the conventional canes.
Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing we ran into with the all-terrain cane, because it's only three sections, it just barely fits on a diagonal in a carry-on suitcase.
Exactly, exactly. I made sure it was able to fit 21 inches.
Oh, okay.
But it's really a niche cane. And I'll be the first one to admit, it's for outdoor adventure. In fact, I got to show you this because not too many people have seen this yet. January 1st.
Oh, on Kilimanjaro.
Oh, really?
The all-terrain cane took Julius Mabur to the top of Kilimanjaro.
Oh, how cool.
Wow. ATC. So I'm going to go into the my side of the car and show you an extra large Urban Explorer.
Ooh,
because that's probably about the size that we'd be looking at and looking for.
What's neat about the all-terrain canes is not only are they very sturdy, but when people see me on the trail, they know I'm blind.
Exactly.
They know I'll get out of my way.
Exactly.
And that never used to happen with my old hiking cane.
Exactly.
People
I'm so
are
glad
so
you're...
polite on the trail. When they realize he can't see, it's
Once
great.
They realize...
At that point, Dave picked up a large bundle of early prototypes that he had been working on and handed it to me.
This is some like here.
Holy smokes.
These are all the prototypes of my all-terrain cane. These are, of course,
what
Lakey.
A stitch.
This is how I started with extending the grip. You know how these have just a trekking pole grip?
Yeah.
Extend it, wrap. Problem is, it's gray, it's carbon, it's not blind friendly. That's where I had to deviate or diverge from this to the ATC. I just can't throw these away. For some reason, I need to.
They're historical.
They are.
So when we first talked to you, you just had the one cane with different tips. Now you have all different kinds of canes. Is that right?
We really have just two canes, the all-terrain cane and the Urban Explorer.
And then they come in different sizes.
Different sizes, right. The UX does come in four sizes. This is small, by the way. How adorable is that? That's small.
What is this? You have a little tiny cane?
I know. It's 43 inches.
Oh,
how cute.
I even made one smaller.
Oh, that is so cute. I love that.
Yeah, they're great. So small is 43 to 49 inches.
That's too small.
Yep. 48 to 54 for medium, 53 to 59 inches for large, and 58 to 64 for an XL.
And after getting our initial tour of his cane lab, he proceeded to repair the cane which I brought in that was broken.
So to get this off, what I would do is put that flange on the ground, step on it with my 2 feet on each side, and with excellent lifting technique, twist and pull. Twist and pull. There it is.
Ooh, snapped right in.
Yeah, well, snapped out. Okay, so that is out, and we'll get the new one in. I'm also going to do a little maintenance on yours. Feels like it could use a little TLC.
Well, it has been used.
Love that.
Used, right?
Love that. Okay, you are good.
Oh, now that's very noticeable. That's terrific.
If I were to choose my favorite color for the ATC, it would be yellow. Desert blue for the Urban Explorer because sort of turquoisey. I love
that. I don't want to stand out too much.
Nice. Yeah, right.
Well, but it's nice having the contrast because, you know, there are people with color deficiencies. Then Dave realized that the cane we came in with was an older model, and there have been significant updates since then.
This is a Gen 1.
Well, yeah, you had pretty much just developed the cane when we interviewed you. It was a year and a half ago.
Gen 1. I can get a Gen 3 into your hands if you'd like. Because this, you know what? Would you be okay with me handing off a new one to you?
If you want to do that.
I'd love to.
Ask Pete. He's the one who uses it.
Can I get you a new one?
I'm sure you're always making improvements.
I am.
You've done well so far. Okay. So I trust you. I trust your opinion.
As soon as I saw that, I said, you know what?
So then, of course, we were with Sedona Dave in his cane lab. And what did he do? He started customizing a Gen 3 all-terrain cane for Pete.
Frankly, you know, most of the time in town, he carries his cane, but basically just to let other people know he's flying.
And
he swings it back and forth, but he never even touches the ground.
Yes.
And so the rollerball, which would be handy if he actually touched the ground with it, isn't so handy for that purpose. And on the trail, he doesn't swing it back and forth either. You know, our trails are just as uneven as your trails.
Okay.
And so he kind of plops it instead of swinging it.
So when I use my all-terrain cane, I really use it as a hiking stick. I use it for a little extra balance. I don't use it to see where I am like you would with a normal cane because I'm usually following Nancy with one hand on her shoulder and one hand on my cane. When I'm using a city cane, I use it completely differently. But we're normally on pretty rugged trails going uphill and downhill through the mountains of Colorado, or in this case, Sedona.
And now you have Generation 3 of your canes,
right?
Right. Tell us what's changed since we first talked to you.
Since Gen 1. Well, Gen 1 all-terrain cane was a really great introduction to this revolutionary supportive mobility device. Tried to cover all the bases, you know, answer all the questions. What could possibly go wrong in a cane? You can never answer everything. You know, Henry Ford, when he first cranked out his first model, whatever it was, the windshield shatters, got to work on that. So same thing with this. What we found out was over the course of the miles that people would log, certain elements of the Gen 1 just didn't hold up. And, you know, did it work? It worked great, but it just fell short of my super high expectations. So back to not the drawing, I guess you could say the drawing board, where I put pencil to my notebook, field book, and redesigned the joint, redesigned that one problem part, came up with a Gen 2, and it was a much more effective joint design than the first generation. It solved that problem of the cable being guided, of the two pieces of tubing fitting together correctly when unfolding. So that was a good correction to a problem. Gen 3 came about when the joint on Gen 2 wasn't quite perfect enough. There was one sharp object that was creating a bit of fray on the cable. Can't have that. So again, back to the field book and the pencil and the eraser. Gen 3 rounded off that joint just a little bit on the inside. Made some minor tweaks with the grip. Yeah, now we're at Gen 3. Am I satisfied? No. Never satisfied. I love where we are.
And then Dave went on to explain in more detail about the modifications between the various generations of canes, in particular some of the joints between the segments.
So looking at this joint, you'll feel the stainless joint.
Yep. Yeah.
And then that rubber cable guide.
Yep. Right. Yep. Yeah.
Over time, this cable guide is going to wear and cut, and it's going to make deploying the cane difficult. The joints are not going to pop into place easily.
Okay.
So that is where I had what I'll call the failed design feature in the Gen 1.
Oh, okay.
So we got rid of that rubber guide, and in place, we redesign the joint so that the metal end is round as opposed to the rubber guide, the metal joint.
Feel the one he's holding.
So you can feel how
I see.
So now the metal can't cut the
wire. Right, it's not going to scrape up
wire
as much.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Because our most recent cane failure, not on one of yours, but on a regular cane where they have a bungee cord up the middle.
Right.
The bungee cord got cut.
Mm-hmm.
By some piece of cane.
Yeah, that same mechanism. Yeah.
Okay.
They probably frayed it over
time.
So
now with the round metal, that won't fray the cord.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right now, I'm just addressing the joints. I'm taking the silicone cloth, cleaning the stainless joints so they pop in and out nice and easily. Also on the upper shaft, extend, and with the silicone cloth, I address that shaft. Keep it clean, lubed. Dust-free, oil-free. And then after I do that, I'll test. I know that's going to be loose because I just applied a lubricant to this.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's... Okay, see, that's a little loose. Later. All right, you are good.
Well, so this is probably a good routine maintenance every few months or so.
It is, absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to send you home with a cleaning cloth as well.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. You're going to actually make us happy that the...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, can't have happy, right? What we're doing is we're actually switching from that cable to this material. And this is called Dyneema. Dyneema is a braided polymer rope.
Yes.
That with the same diameter, it's actually twice as strong as stainless steel cable.
Oh, interesting.
And it folds, it bends, it's very flexible.
Yeah, it's very flexible for something that thick.
Interesting.
Problem solving, and I'm all about the problem solving. So in our Gen 4s, which we're going into production within 2 months, this will actually replace the stainless cabling. And then we'll see what we need to do from there. But... my bar is set so high, and that's like it could be a genetic defect or a brain defect or a birth defect. But
so I take it business is going well if you continue to innovate and make new designs and stuff, huh?
We're really garnering some amazing international recognition right now. Europe, Australia, New Zealand,
And now that Julius has crushed Kilimanjaro, all of South Africa is very, very interested in what we're doing.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
I'm just super excited about where we are, where we're heading.
Well, these are terrific canes. I was a little skeptical at first because I was pretty happy with my, you know, kind of normal hiking cane. Mm-hmm. And then when I started using this, I just saw the difference it made on the trail. And people stayed away from me and stuff, and it was very solid.
So important that it's white and red reflective.
Yeah.
People would ask me, you know, would I be willing to blend it up, add different colors? There's a company called UCane Gives Initiative. They offer custom wraps for canes. Once it leaves my garage or our fulfillment center, I can't have any say in it. But as you point out, in the middle of an intersection, it's not white and red reflective. We're not covered.
Right. It's not the same
thing. Yeah. Not the same.
Right.
That's where I draw the line, where it's got to serve its functions. Yeah, on the trail, it looks like a mobility cane.
Right.
Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference.
My philosophy is that not only does it have to meet expectations, but it's got to exceed my expectations. You know, coming down a hill, did the cane bend? Are the joints solid? Or if anything goes wrong on my end, I've got to work on it. So that's why I'm never really perfectly happy. There's always something to improve.
Well, you do learn with products from having people using them. And the more people using them, you're going to find the problems that occur less and less frequently, right?
Indeed, yeah. When I get feedback, something went wrong, correct it, and you're right. Now I could put that problem to rest.
Right.
And then I keep asking, well, what else can go wrong? And there's always something else. There's always somebody who, for example, when they collapse the handle grip, if they go too fast, that black plastic collar breaks, and now that upper joint doesn't work. How did we fix that? Two black plastic collars, you know, one on the upper shaft, one on the second shaft. Always, always innovating. And at some point, it'll be perfect.
And I left Dave's Cane Lab as one happy camper, or hiker in this case. And I continued to use the new cane on the rest of her vacation through Arizona, hiking up and down Rocky Mountains and all kinds of difficult trails. And there were no problems. We had a great time. So I really admire the work Dave's done on these canes, and I use it all the time around Colorado now.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about a werewolf gear and their all-terrain cane and urban explorer cane, and how to contact them.
Tell people where they can get these canes and how to find out more.
Well, come on by Sedona Dave's Cane Lab. Pop in the garage when I have my shelves stocked. Unfortunately, I got wiped out recently. My stock's been decimated. Best place to go would be to our website, which is awerewolfgear.com. And that's AwareWolfGear.com. And that'll take you right to the canes, both the all-terrain cane and our the kid sister version, the Urban Explorer, with her bungee mechanism and a hook-style dome tip. By the way, the dome tip is what I put onto your all-terrain cane. And yes, at some point in the near future, we will have the factory do some cross-fitting or retrofitting so that we'll have dome tips made for the all-terrain cane, what I did in the factory today here, or in the cane lab, and ball tips for the Urban Explorer. And that is a huge, huge success for me here in Sedona. Let me put one of those in your hand. It's a simple 2-inch rolling ball hook style. And that is my go-to cane here in Sedona.
Oh, everything's cool. Very rough. Yeah, that's an interesting compromise between the two. Yeah,
exactly. So I'll have balls for the Urban Explorer and domes for the all-terrain cane.
Everything you need right here at Sedona Dave's cane cave.
The cane. I like that. The cane cave.
So, Dave, I know on your website you have links to all of your social media sites, but where is your social media presence?
That's a great question for my wife. I'm a guy and I'm 60. I don't do social media. I bang rocks together. And so we've got an Instagram page and a Facebook page. And she just hooked me up with other things, Publer and other ways of connecting these social media avenues. So I guess all the major social media branches you can find us. I don't do TikTok.
So, of course, I had to look up where all of his social media presence resides. And on any of those platforms, you can find him at a werewolf gear. And that's all one word, AWAREWOLFGEAR. Also, on his website, you will find a podcast that he started a few months ago called Off the Beaten Path, which is described as featuring blind and low vision influencers that will inspire empowerment, resiliency, and ingenuity in the blind and low vision community. And you can hear Dave talking to some people who are fairly well known among the blindness community.
So whether you're hiking up a rugged mountain trail or just traveling through a city, Dave has a cane for you. And if you're interested in any of that contact information, you can find it in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode 2509. And in those show notes, we'll have links to previous episodes we did with Dave when he talked about the all-terrain cane and the werewolf gear. And then the second interview we did with him was about starting the company and what that was like.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking with Josh Mealy about his recently released memoir entitled Connecting Dots, A Blind Life. Josh Mealy is a MacArthur Award-winning accessibility expert who became blind at the age of 4. We'll talk to him about the book, his life, his experiences at University of California, Berkeley, how he came to work in accessibility, his shift from using a guide dog to using a cane, and how he hopes his book will reshape views on blindness.
So thanks for joining us on our vacation, and we'll actually have another show in a few weeks about our vacation, and we'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.